This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Mushroom and turkey hunting's in full swing, and we're looking at the upcoming spring fishing season. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to the first of our WSMI outdoor programs for the 2017 recreational season. And as I've probably mentioned a dozen times, weather impacts turkey hunting success more than any other factor, and most of the time it is bad news. This year, it is the same story. In fact, it's amazing how much a slight change in weather conditions can make in turkey hunting success. Now, as with almost every spring hunt, the Illinois 2017 spring wild turkey hunt was significantly influenced by the early spring weather. This time, however, it was good weather that positively impacted hunter success rates. This year's nearly five-week 2017 season concludes May 11th in the North Zone and May 4th in the South Zone, and it is entirely likely hunters will harvest a new or near record total of birds. This is, of course, based upon the weather continuing to be excellent. Now, the first look at our 2017 season occurred during the special youth hunt that took place just prior to the regular season. Now, according to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources spokesman Chris Young, youth turkey hunters harvested a preliminary total of 1,541 birds during the 2017 Illinois youth turkey season. The dates for this year's season were March 25th and 26th, and again on April 1st and 2nd. Now, this was the first year two youth turkey hunting weekends were open for the entire state. Previously, there was one weekend dedicated for the North Zone and one for the South. In 2016, a total of 1,058 turkeys were harvested, combining both seasons and zones. Now, previous youth record season harvest was in 2012 when 1,300 birds were taken. This year, a total of 5,601 youth turkey permits were issued, including 106 permits for special hunt areas. Last year, 4,761 permits were issued, including 113 for special hunt areas. Now, much of the state received rain during one or both days of the first weekend. However, it didn't really seem to slow down the young hunters as they harvested 776 birds over those 2 days. Weather was more favorable overall for the second weekend, and 765 birds were taken. The 2017 youth season results from nearby counties in the South Zone, followed by the previous year's total, included 19 wild turkeys, 21 last year in Madison County, 18 wild turkeys in Bond County, or no, 22 wild turkeys, excuse me, 18 last year in Bond County, and 11 birds, as well as 11 last year in St. Clair County. Most of the other counties fall within the North Zone, and here is some of the results showing promising results. By the end of the 2017 season, Calhoun County youth hunters bagged 23 birds, 20 last year, while those in Jersey County had taken 23 compared to 15 the previous year. The harvest in Morgan County stood at 18 compared to 12. In Macoupin County was 28 compared to 31, Greene County 13 compared to 19, and Sangamon County 10 compared to 11, and Montgomery County 31 compared to 20. The record spring season harvest occurred in 2006 with 1,605. Now, this is the regular season. During this record year, harvesters were 6,530 in the South Zone and 10,075 in the North Zone. Thus far, turkey hunters this spring have taken a preliminary total of 2,793 turkeys during the first 10 days of the South Zone season, a slight increase of the 2,704 during the same period of last year. The three-day North Zone preliminary harvest of 1,686 wild turkeys was considerably higher than 2016's total of 1,521 in the North. Now, turkey hunters in the North Zone, particularly in west central Illinois, appear to have benefited from improved turkey hunting reproductive success in the spring of 2016. This was evident from the better harvest numbers than we've seen in a number of years. Locally, only Madison County lies in the South Zone. Calhoun, Greene, Macoupin, Morgan, and Jersey all fall within the state's northern zone. Most biologists are hopeful that the good spring weather could help turkeys rebound in some areas where populations have declined somewhat. Here in the WSMI listing area, hunters could see a major increase in numbers. Another long-term key to improving wild turkey populations will be habitat management, particularly for nesting and brood-rearing habitat. So things are looking pretty good for turkey hunters. And it does appear that most counties are running a little bit ahead of last year. And as we said, that's particularly true in our own area. In addition to the remainder of the season, Illinois hunters will have two more opportunities this year to capture their Thanksgiving meal. The fall archery turkey season opens October 1st statewide, and the fall firearm turkey season in select counties begins in late October. So things are looking up for us turkey hunters, and I think we'll see some better harvest figures this year. Turkey hunting is not the only thing happening on the outdoor scene. In fact, we're even seeing some issues regarding waterfowlers. In fact, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says repairs to the discharge pipe on the Glades pump have been approved. That's on the Illinois River, and work could begin in a couple of weeks if the river allows. Mississippi River area personnel will be opening the drainage gates and taking the lake down to river levels as soon as possible. So things are looking up for the Glades. They're going to see much better water control. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Carlisle Lake reopened a portion of the area known as South Shore State Park last week. The newly opened day-use area, now part of the Dam East Recreation Area, will provide visitors an opportunity to bankfish, picnic, and view wildlife. Due to several years of reduced budgets by the state of Illinois and lack of maintenance, the Corps of Engineers terminated the South Shore lease and closed the area last October. The intention was to allow for work to be completed and to make the area safe for public access. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources will continue to manage the lands adjacent to the area, and which are owned by the state of Illinois, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers continues to work closely with them on other initiatives at Carlisle Lake. Now, for more information on this, you can contact the Carlisle Lake Project Office at 618-594-2484. Also, Shelbyville campgrounds are opening. In fact, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has now announced their campground opening dates for 2017. In fact, Forest Bullwoods Area 5 is now open on a first-come, first-served basis. The Walleye Group at Lone Point Recreation Area opened April 7th. While restroom areas can be utilized at the boat ramp, shower facilities are not available until the full campground opens, and campers may register and pay during the using the Honor Vault system at both facilities. Now, Coon Creek Campground opens May 4th with a camping fee ranging from $18 to $24 per site. Forest Bowwood Campground opens officially on April 20th with camping fees ranging from $18 to $24 per night. And due to construction within the Lithia Springs Park, no set opening date is available. The park will open once construction is completed, and opening will be sometime during the 2017 recreation seasons. They're just not sure at this point. Once open, all sites will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, the Lone Point Campground opens May 18th with camping fees ranging from $16 to $24 per site per night. And Opossum Creek opens April 20th with camping fees ranging from $16 to $24. So there are some campgrounds opening as well. And the foundation, the Conservation Foundation, has elected a new ED, Eric Schreck. Eric brings a lot of excitement and valued leadership to the roles of the Conservation Foundation Executive Director, says ICF Board Chairman Wayne Rosenthal. And from his time with Ducks Unlimited, his efforts with Youth Conservation Program, Eric will be a great asset to the Illinois Conservation Foundation. So it does look like things are looking up for the Conservation Foundation as well. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.